Thank you. you be free from your burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in each life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, there is power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing like arguing with Jezebels on Facebook. Oh, man. Sometimes I believe it's part of my calling. Oh, man. Anyway. Hope you can hear me okay. I'm laughing. Oh, man. Yep. Anyway, let's see. Well, we'll get started here in a little while. We don't have too many folks on here. I must have scared you all away. But it is Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time in the frozen tundra called Minnesota. I don't know, Peter, if they can or not, but I'm talking about women. Oh, anyway. We're going to get into some things here on Friday. I like to do those apostasy watches on Friday. I haven't done a Jez watch in a long time. Man, that's a good idea, Ryan. I should do a Jez watch on Beth Moore and a few of the other ones. Maybe I'll do one of those coming up here. I haven't done one of those in a long time, man. I forgot about those. Man, see that, Ryan? I just forgot all about that. What a great way to make friends and influence people. What an absolute great way. I'm sure everyone will love it if I did that. I will have so many friends. You cannot imagine how many friends I will have. Well, okay. Maybe I'll lose a few along the way. Well, hope you're having a good week so far. And hope all is going well there in YouTube land for you, that you're keeping yourself busy in the service of the King. I've got a lot to do this week. I took on some more series that I wanted to start to teach the folks more on Sunday. And so we're doing a Keeping the Kids series, also Baptist History, all my three broadcasts for the week, the two sermons that I preach Wednesday, Sunday, and then also, well, I guess Sunday afternoon when I do Keach's Catechism, I mix those two up kind of. The Baptist history and that. But studying Baptist history puts me on a whole lot more studying, which is good. It's good for the mind. It's good for me to stay active and busy and keep me going. So it's good to keep me busy. But anyway. So we're going to talk about Kanye West again. Kanye West. Oh man. Good old Kanye. Come on, Kanye's not a witch. Yep. You know, him and his wife, they represent the white and the dark, or the white and the black. They're so, it's so crazy when I show you this video. I have to, she doesn't like to cover that big rear end of hers up, so you have to kind of watch it, because she wears the tightest clothing in the whole world, So anyway, but we'll try. I want to show you this video, but I'll do my best. There's no skin showing or anything, but it's just the point. Anyway, Kanye West joins up with the End Times Deceivers New Apostolic Reformation. Kanye joins the Awakened 2020. Look at this. Look at this. Does that look biblical to you? Does that look biblical to you at all? Will you let God awaken you? Which God are you talking about? Which one are you talking about? You gotta wonder with these people. Which one are they talking about? You're never going to guess where this is at. It's at the Sun Devil Stadium. Come on. Could this be any... Look at this. It's at the Sun Devil Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. Think about that. Look at this. January 18th, 2020, at Sun Devil Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, Luckman Ahmed, you shouldn't go off your feelings too much. You feel so unwelcome, then there's only 40 other people on here. Maybe you should say hi to some of them. That'd be all right. Or maybe you're kind of just trolling me. You kind of get to recognize some of the trolls after a while, the way they come on there. Some of them act like they're like meek as a little puppy dog licking your finger, and then like 3 seconds later they bite your hand off. It's just so ridiculous. I get so sick of those stupid games. It's such nonsense. Oh, I just can't stand it. I feel so unwelcome. Who comes on a YouTube page and expects the guy that's running the broadcast to even talk to him anyway? There's only like one guy that does it, or two guys that do it. In most things, most people don't do it at all. They just ignore everybody on there because they get distracted real easy. It's just my mind works under distractions, so I just do it. Anyway. Okay. Well, good. I hope you're not trolling, and time will prove that. And not demanding somebody else recognize you is a good way to prove that you're not doing that. And if that offends you, well, then you picked the wrong channel, because you can go off somewhere else where they won't offend you, and maybe they'll pet your hand, but I'm not going to do that. Because I've been around enough people to know that when you turn like 3 seconds away from somebody, whammo, they nail you with something upside the head. So I've been through all that stuff enough. I don't take a whole lot of stock in what people say to me. I watch their actions and what they do. Here's the lineup right here. Brian Head Welch, Cindy Jacobs, Lou Engle, Jerame Nelson. Oh, look at this guy. Stephanie Herzog, Jeremy Riddle. Now, I will say this, that most of them look gay. They just do. You know what somebody said to me? They said, how do you expect anybody to listen to you when you call people homos? Well, they are! That's what they are! The ones that profess to be. I can call them sods if you want, if you like that better. Oh, look. Look who's going to be there. Lou Engle. Elisha Revolution. David Herzog. Generals International. Brian Head Welch. Yeah, Brian Head Welch. Who else is going to be there? Kanye West joins up with End Times Deceivers, New Apostolic Reformation, for display of signs, miracles, and wonders. At the Awaken 2020 at the Sun Devil Stadium in Arizona. Oh, this is from Now the End Begins. We told you last year that Kanye West was going to be used in a very big way as part of the End Times False Revival and Awaken 2020 shows. We were right. And then each time he teams up with somebody with an even bigger devil to get their magic and their mojo. Let's see if they'll show the video. Here's the video.
I always have seen that word revival as something that happens to the church, to stir up the church. But when I hear the word awakening, it is something that I experienced in the 70s. The 60s, it was turmoil, chaos, cultural revolution. But God answered that cultural revolution, that dark side of the 60s, with a Jesus movement. And in the 70s, everyone was getting saved.
Everyone was getting saved, yeah. Yeah, all these people were getting saved. They're all children of God, right? This guy is such a devil. I'm going to show you where his vision came from. You just watch it. You just watch what he talks about.
America needs another great awakening.
Let me ask you a question. Do you find it odd that they don't go back to the original Great Awakening that America actually had? You call the Jesus people the awakening in America? Really? You call that the awakening in America? The Jesus people was the awakening. No, that wasn't the Great Awakening in America. the Great Awakening in America was started by the Holy Ghost. It was started by two preachers. It was started by... the video playback is up as high as it'll go. So I can't get it any higher. Unless Luke turned this down. Nope. Everything's up as high as it'll go. I can crank that up. That's just my microphone, though. I don't know if the output... Yeah, everything's up as high as it'll go. I can't get it any higher than that. Anyway, the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening, the real one, was an awakening to the, to hell, to the judgment of God, to sin, to the condemnation of all men, and the light of the glorious gospel that regenerated lost, wicked sinners and brought them in to the house of God. Brought them in to a saving knowledge of Christ, then they were baptized, then churches were started by men like Schubel Stearns and other men like that that started hundreds of churches across the world, or across the United States of America, and eventually across the world. When men were falling on their knees, when sinners in the hands of an angry God was preached, nobody was swaying up and down. When Whitfield was preaching and men would just fall off to the ground weeping and crying over their sin, wanting to get right with God. That's what happened. Not this Jesus movement where everybody was rocking back and forth and waving their arms like this. No.
We've seen a lot of things over the last 28 years. Stadiums filled, miracles, signs and wonders. But what I expect now is something beyond anything we've ever seen before to come to America.
What signs and wonders did you see? You saw stadiums filled, but did you see lives change? Did men drop the pornography? Did they drop the bong? Did they quit guzzling the booze? Did they take care of their families? Did they turn to Jesus Christ in saving faith? Were they born again by the Spirit of God? Did they have a changed life and walk in newness of life and turn away from the world? Did they love not the world, neither the things that were of the world? For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Did they turn away from the things of this world? Did they turn to God alone? Did they turn to Christ? Did they walk in Him? Were their lives changed? Did everything about them change?
Because it's been prophesied for so many years that new things were coming.
I believe that it's God's will to bring an awakening to the body of Christ that will cause us not just to feel good in church, not just for the sake of goosebumps, but for the sake of winning our world to Jesus. I believe that God wants to save America.
It's been prophesied that America is going to have the third day awakening, and I believe we're...
The third day awakening? Where's that been prophesied? Oh, you mean Paul Cain and the other heretics that were out there? That was a closet sodomite that was living in as a sodomite while these guys were laying hands on men like Todd Bentley and other men like that that have this false charismatic spirit from hell that were fornicating and having threesomes and all kinds of other wicked things going on. These same men that their sins are being covered up.
Walking into that Kairos moment. We don't want to miss that. Everybody in the body of Christ can do this and be part of it.
There's been a generation that's had revival, that experienced the things of God, but then there's also another generation that hasn't experienced the things of God yet. And so what God is doing with awakening is He's awakening a generation to love.
Yeah, because that's what I think of when I think of awakening a generation of love. I think of some creepy woman looking at me like she wants to seduce me and walking through a field like that. Yeah, that's the love of God shed abroad in their hearts. No, you know what that is? That's that whispering, satanic, breathing, weird, CCM, spirit of Antichrist, music that God absolutely hates. Look at it! Is that what you want your daughters walking through a field with tight britches on, walking through with their rear ends hanging out, everybody seeing that? Well, there's nothing I can do about the videos.
And he's reintroducing the Holy Spirit to them. He's reintroducing the Father's.
No, God is not reintroducing the Holy Spirit to anyone. That's, you're making that up.
He's reintroducing Jesus to them to where it's no longer just religion, but it's all about relationship.
Think what's going to happen for those that are coming to Awakening 2020 is you're going to get a measure of faith you never had before, that you're going to believe that you can make a difference in the world. In fact, I believe those coming, you're going to leave not doubting. You're not going to have a doubt that you can do something. You just know that every day when you get up, there's going to be a supernatural God encounter, and you're right in it.
A supernatural God encounter every day you wake up. Let me help you out with something, okay? Let me explain something to you, okay? These supernatural God encounters that these people talk about, you know what a supernatural encounter with God is? It's waking up every morning thanking God for the breath that you breathe, walking in, opening your Bible, and studying it and learning something from God. It's God speaking to you through His Word. It's God showing you something. You know what sometimes it is? It's waking up in the morning and finding out you have cancer and then still serving God. You know what else it is? It's sometimes waking up in the middle of the day sometime or walking about your day and all of a sudden you lose your baby. All of a sudden your life is almost gone. All of a sudden you're near death. All of a sudden your whole world changes. And you've got to trust God through the fire. You've got to trust God through the dark. That's what faith is. Not this super fantastical thing that they're trying to make it out to be.
I actually believe that in 2020 could be a flashpoint, a tipping point, even this gathering.
Look at him rocking back and forth. I actually think that this could be something big. Like, as big as radical elephants. As big as radical elephants.
Gathering here on January 18th in Sun Devil Stadium could be...
In Sun Devil Stadium, you couldn't ask for a better name than the Charismatic Movement to have their NAR 2020 Awakening at the Sun Devil Stadium. It don't get any better than that.
A tipping point, a flash point for a new Jesus Awakening. We are calling all of Arizona, even all of America, to open the womb, awaken the dark.
Open the womb. What is that? What is the womb they're trying to open? They got to get the baby out. Well, they got that coiled serpent at the down there where the tail is, down there at the bottom there. They got that coiled serpent. And the coiled serpent down there wants to come out. I'll tell you what they want to awaken with 2020 vision. They want to awaken your third eye, that one in the middle of your head. That's the one they want to awaken. That's what they're awakening right there. All this is a seductive spirit of Jezebel. This has nothing to do with God and His Word. There ain't a lick of Bible in anything they just said at all. There ain't one verse of it in there. All it is a bunch of nonsense.
Of 2020, stadiums are going to be filled all across America in 2020.
Man, stadiums are going to be filled, and can't you just feel... Look, can't you just feel the spiritual, can't you just feel the spiritual,
of 2020, stadiums are going to be filled all across.
When you look at this guy right here, don't you, doesn't that just scream spiritual? Don't that just scream? When you look at that guy right there. I mean, that guy right there. When you look at him, you're thinking, man. Now, that dude right there, that's a godly man. Oh, you're going to see Rome, the mother of harlots, Ross. I'm going to show you that in a second here. That old Babylonian whore spirit's coming. You can see it. The whore's been whispering through this whole video. Who's mad at me yet? Who's mad at me?
Across America in 2020, we get the privilege of birthing it right here in Phoenix, Arizona.
I mean, to me, they look like a bunch of witches standing out in a field. It's kind of creepy. At the edge of a forest. Does anybody else think, I better turn me down a little bit. Man, I'm kind of blasting up there a little bit. Okay, there we go. I'll turn me down. That's probably better now that I won't blast you out. I'm getting kind of excited. Does anybody think that this reminds you of like a bunch of witches in the forest, like coming out of the forest and they're getting ready to do their worship? Does me. Oh yeah, let's turn it real trippy and creepy. There you go, look at that. All right, so, anybody officially creeped out yet? Here we go. All right, so there's Kanye. Kanye is coming to this event. Here he is. Old Lou. I know Peter. I know where he's from. All right. Now, I want you to look at this here. You talked about Rome, the mother of harlots. Well, where to start, says, now the end begins. Where to start on this one? Let me see. Okay, let's start with some of the main people behind Awaken 2020 is NAR heavyweight Lou Engle. Well, old Kanye, make it a mess. Kanye, serving the devil. Let's see, I think it was this one here. Nope, was it this one? This one. Here's Lou Engle. Who's this guy?
But this is, in many ways, the call was born out of a dream I had with Benny Hinn. I'm starting to rock.
That was a call I had regarding Benny Hinn.
So the call was began in many ways with a dream of Benny Hinn. And in this dream, I'm on stage with Benny Hinn. And Benny Hinn says, Lou, you're done with the ministry.
Look at his look. At his look. Look at that look. Look at that look. Like, it can't be a bigger devil than he's like, what? You mean there's Bill Johnson? Yeah. What? There's a bigger devil on stage than me? How many demons do you have in you?
So I step down off the stage, but I'm filled with joy. I wake up thinking that is really a pizza dream for sure. I mean, what is that? Benny Hinn. I never even had met Benny Hinn. And the Lord brought the dream back to me. Benny Hinn wrote a book called The Anointing. When the anointing comes, you're done with the ministry. But it's a joyful occasion.
The Spirit tells me Fidel Castro will die in the 90s. Oh my. Some will try to kill him and they will not succeed. But there will come a change in his physical health. And he will not stay in power. And Cuba will be visited of God.
ABC News Special Report.
Well, that one didn't work out so well. It didn't happen in the 90s. Look when he died of natural causes at the age of 90.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Jonathan Betts at ABC News World Headquarters in New York. We are interrupting our programming to bring you some breaking news. ABC News has learned that longtime Cuban leader Fidel Castro has died. He was 90 years old. His death was announced by his brother Raul on Cuban state television just a few moments ago. Fidel Castro ruled Cuba for close...
The Lord also tells me to tell you in the mid-90s, about 94, 95, no later than that, God will destroy the homosexual community of America.
A lot of breaking news here this morning. The breaking story just moments ago, the Supreme Court and this landmark ruling, the court making same-sex legal, same-sex marriage legal in this country across every state in this nation. Going into today, 37 states in Washington, D.C., 13 states illegal, but those 37 states had same-sex marriage, and now that will change in all 50 states. I want to get back to John Carl.
Okay, so there you go. So Lou Engel, he said, well, the call was born out of something with Benny Hinn, and we just figured out where Benny Hinn is. Now, I've done enough exposés on Benny Hinn and enough on him that you would know and understand exactly who Benny Hinn is. So then you understand who Lou Engel is. Now you understand who Kanye West is. As if you didn't know who Kanye is. Now, we're going to show you more about Kanye and about his wife. I'm going to show you some new satanic witchy poo stuff that his wife is up to, which shouldn't surprise you any at all. Okay. The Awakening, they call it. This January 18, 2020 at Sun Devil Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for you to part, is for you to be part of the Jesus Awakening that is shifting history. Now remember, there is going to be coming this sort of paradigm shift when the Antichrist comes on the scene. And when they come on the scene, when the Antichrist and his armies come on the scene, there is going to be a paradigm shift. It's already happening in a lot of different ways. Listen to this. This January 18, 2020 at Sun Devil Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for you to be part of the Jesus Awakening that is shifting history. Open the door and enter into a new era and new decade of revival that is bringing a movement of signs and wonders, healing of the sick, and preaching of the gospel. Well, prove it. My, where to start? On this one, let me see. Okay, let's start with some main people behind Awaken, like NAR heavyweight Lou Engel. Lou Engel has a ministry known as The Call. We last heard from Lou. He was holding another one of his false revivals. In this particular one, Lou Engel bowed down on the stage and kissed the feet of Matteo Calisi, a hand-picked appointee of former Pope Benedict. Calisi was there to urge Engel followers to return to Mother Rome, and Engel responded by bowing down and kissing Calisi's feet. This is the picture of him doing that. Let me actually... Here it is. During the segment at Isuzu Now, Roman Catholic leader Calisi told the audience that division between Christians and Catholics is a diabolical sin. Okay. So, Lou Engel, the call is again raising concerns after a Roman Catholic leader prostrated at his feet on Saturday and declaring that he wanted to kiss his feet in an act of reconciliation between Christians and Catholics. And Engel returned the act by likewise kissing the man's shoes. No, Lou Engel, Bible believers will never, I repeat, never align themselves with Roman Catholic whore of Babylon. Catholic Rome that shed the blood of millions of Christians is the enemy. Catholic Rome is the great counterfeit church who has her roots in mystery Babylon. Lou Engel, you deceive your people, teaching them lies. And look at what the Bible says in Revelation 17:4-5. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Believing that decades of global spanning prayer have saturated the heavens, we boldly ask God for the reign of revival. A description of the event states, we will consecrate an entire day, 15 hours, for the purpose of unity, miracles, healing, and the proclamation of the gospel. Engel had specifically invited Roman Catholics to attend the event. We just want to welcome our Catholic brothers and sisters from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles to gather together to pray. Come join your brothers and sisters at the Memorial Coliseum. One segment of the event featured Matteo Calista, a Roman Catholic leader who had been appointed by Pope Benedict to serve on the Pontifical Council for the Laity and had also served as the president of the Catholic Fraternity of Charismatic Covenant Communities and Fellowships. Calisi founded United in Christ, an organization that strives for ecumenicism between Christians and Catholics. During the segment at Azusa Now, Roman Catholic leader Calisi told the audience that the division between Christians and Catholics is a diabolical sin and that Jesus doesn't care that Christians and Catholics disagree on Bible doctrine. You know what that reminds me of? Let me get you. Reminds me of this one here. Let me get you this one here. This was being set up years ago, friend. Years ago. And now it's all forming together. And you can all jump on the Kanye bandwagon if you want to, but I know full well what it is.
I'm tired of scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites blocking God's bridges when the harvest is perishing out there. And God's calling the party to come together. Let him sort out all this doctrinal doo-doo. I don't care.
Let him sort out all this doctrinal doo-doo. Did you hear that? So see, all they have to do, what they teach is, you just come in the name of Jesus, and then it don't matter what doctrinal doo-doo you teach. God will work out all that doctrinal doo-doo. Well, I don't think so. Because it's right here. In Matthew 24. It's three times in the scripture. Matthew 24:5, Mark 13:6, Luke 21:8. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. So what does that mean? The time has come, draweth near. We gotta all merge together. We gotta all come together. Don't worry about all that doctrinal doo-doo. Just all come together. Doesn't it remind you of that Beatles song? Come together right now over me. That's what they want. You just come together. So Paul Crouch said, he's dead now in hell. He said, come together. Don't worry about all this. God's calling the body together. As that guy was a flaming sod that paid people off to cover up his sodomite. So that should tell you kind of who these guys are. Brian Welch from Korn. I mean, this should tell you who Kanye has got himself linked up with, a bunch of witches. Why? Because he's a witch. That's why. Duh. He said he was God, remember? Everybody keeps jumping on the Kanye bandwagon. And then he goes with Joel Osteen. Then you got people that are still trying to defend him. I mean, you got J.D. Hall that's still trying to defend him. And I'm like, J.D. I mean, J.D.'s the same guy that told me to punch myself in the face. I didn't do that, by the way. I like J.D. Hall, though. He's still a good guy. I mean, I don't agree with him and everything, but I think he's a good man. See this one? We'll get into more of Kanye West. So here are these organizers. Here are these organizers are put together. By the way, Kanye West has been setting this up for a long time. Satan's been using Kanye West for a long time. And preparing people for that. The reclaiming the seven mountains. Entertainment? You're gonna reclaim entertainment. Entertainment, it means to detain your mind. How are you going to reclaim entertainment? Kanye said it, didn't he? He said, we're bringing back the dopest artists, the flyest people. We're going to bring it back in. It's going to be great. We're bringing them all in. Why has the devil got to have all the musicians? Man, bring me Dr. Dre. You know Dr. Dre, famous for the Chronic. We're going to bring Dr. Dre in. Because God didn't know what he got when he saved me, man. He got the best artist in the world. So now God needs Kanye. Doesn't sound like a whole lot of humility there, does it? Here's Lou's prayer for Awaken.
Hello, Lou Engel here. I'm so excited about the massive gathering, Awaken 2020 at Sun Devil Stadium coming up in January. It's going to open up, I believe, the dawning of a new day. Everyone has this sense that 2020 is a year of spiritual awakening, evangelism, and people getting saved. Even now in the news, remarkable things are taking place. I think there's a sign that we're seeing today. I want to encourage you, all of Phoenix, to gather together November 5th, this coming Tuesday, for the Phoenix Prayer Rally for this stadium gathering for Awaken 2020. Let's gather together and begin to push mightily for a mighty breakthrough. Let Arizona lead the way into a new decade. November 5th, let's unite and pray and change history.
And change history. So, Kanye is linked with all these false believers. And some of you might say out there also that, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, then he shouldn't be ministering to anybody if he doesn't know what he's doing. But I don't believe that. See, Kanye is an absolute genius, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Kanye will game all these people on that stage. That's how many devils Kanye has. Do you understand that? Kanye has so many devils that he will game all these people. They haven't met anybody as dark as that dude. They haven't met anybody with that kind of power. Not even Lou Engel and all those guys that have been witches for a long time. No. None of them have gotten into the billions as Kanye has. None of them. You better believe that. All right, let's take a trip down Kanye memory lane here. I think it's wise to do so, to remind you of some things. This was his Halloween costume a few months ago. Lord of the Flies. Seems Christian. '21 Grammy winner Kanye West transformed into a house fly alongside his wife Kim Kardashian and four kids as fly larva in their second spooky seasonal family portrait unveiled Saturday. Can you imagine sitting for a family portrait session and willingly volunteering to dress in disgusting costumes, turning you and your family into bugs, worms, and flies? What's the Bible say in Exodus 8:24? And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow this shall be a sign. Shall this sign be? And the Lord did so. There became a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. So the Bible talks about those things. Talks about the worms, a picture of a soul in hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. It's kind of weird, but anyway. This is the newest thing from Kim Kardashian. Now, this was just done. Portal from Facebook. This is a portal. This is Facebook's commercial. Portal from Facebook features New Age witch Miss Kanye West ritualistically lighting candles before entering into a mediation portal for a Kundalini yoga session where the serpent spirit is awakened. I want to read this to you. Kim Kardashian is a new age witch, as this portal from Facebook commercial obviously shows you, with its various references to the Illuminati, Freemasonry, Satanism, and the occult. So it looks like the radical Christian revival being led by Kanye West in his Sunday service has not influenced his wife in any meaningful way. In fact, did you know that it was witch Kim Kardashian who came up with the name Sunday Service and the one directing Kanye West to go public with it? Now ask yourself, why would a witch want to do that? Way back in 2014, Now the End Begins, we warned of the new trend of Christian yoga. Right? I've talked a little bit about that, but here you go. Here's the commercial.
Hey, Portal, answer. Hey, Kim, how's the holiday party planning going?
I am so stressed. Sometimes I just need to light some candles.
Tell me about it. With the movie and the whole family in candles? Town?
It's all about self-care, isn't it?
We're givers, Kim.
And we gotta make time for ourselves, you know?
See the triangle?
If you're not there for yourself, how can you be there for your family, right?
Exactly.
That's enough of that. I don't want to focus too much on either one of those immodestly dressed women. So, You see the point? Here's the triangle. She's got the triangle inside of a triangle there when she's holding the other one. Kind of strange, isn't it? As we warned you from the beginning, Kanye West and his Sunday service deception is just that, a deception designed to pull as many Christians away from the truth of the Bible as possible. Kanye and Kim have worked hand-in-hand with the Illuminati from the beginning, have become fabulously wealthy as a result, and now the rent has come due and they are being used as part of an end-time spiritual deception. So no, I will not buy, says now the end begins. I will not buy the portal from Facebook and anytime soon because I have no desire to enter into the actual portal they are pushing, the one of the new age, which Kim Kardashian sits in. All right. Let's see here. Kanye West will join Lecrae and Hillsong, Young and Free at Strength to Stand, then Teen Christian Conference in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. This might have already took place. Let's see when this was. Kanye West will bring his No Gospel Sunday service to East Tennessee. I think you can see where this is heading. Who needs Bible preaching and stuffy old doctrine when you can have the sizzle of rap artists and Hollywood superstars doing the entertaining for you? The devil is no longer fighting against the church. He is sending his minions to join it and pull people away from the truth and to feelings and emotions. You will note that Kanye is also appearing with Hillsong, who aligned with the Illuminati, as well as Lecrae, who is a wolf in sheep's clothing, as you will see in the videos below. Remember what the Bible says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. How long is this one? Let's see.
As Snoop Dogg is actually trying to come out with a gospel album, let's listen to an interview with Lecrae and Forbes magazine. I'm going to read it actually for you. One of the questions is, how has the hip-hop community reacted to this, speaking of his album? You said you came up in the contemporary Christian scene, but things are starting to change. And in his answer, he says, in one of the sentences at the end, when you have the legends who want to do music with you, and you befriend the Kendrick Lamars and the Chance the Rappers, that's due to you really being authentically hip-hop and not being contemporary Christian. So first of all, he's talking about befriending the world. But he's answering his own question. Why is it that they want to sing with him? It's not because he's Christian. It's not because his music is authentically Christian. He says it himself. That's due to you really being authentically hip-hop and not being contemporary.
And there you go. That's a perfect example right there. What this man's talking about is their love for the world. And the fact that they gravitate, the world gravitates, there's nothing stopping them.
Christian. So he's answering himself in the regards as to why the world wants him to sing with them. Because he's acting like the world. He's asked the question, what's the plan to continue to open yourself up to a wider audience? In answering this question, let's read the whole thing. I think a lot of it is just communicating. Now let's take a look at this. It's being involved in a lot of different things. So the question is, how is he going to open himself up to a wider audience? Let's see if he mentions preaching the gospel, witnessing to the lost. Let's see what he mentions. Activism, philanthropy, also entertainment. And not even as an artist, but as an entertainer. Hosting things, and acting, and working on some scripts. and working on producing some shows. And also the label that I started, Reach Records, is signing artists that are not seen as traditional. Very important here, because for years, many brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I get it that you're upset at me, I understand, many of you get mad at these videos, and you say, oh, leave Lecrae alone, I get it. I love you very much, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, but understand that on this position, we're going to disagree.
I think we've been riding together, just trying to break down barriers and allow, you know, music such as mine to be accepted and embraced by everybody.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about those barriers a little bit, because you do gospel rap music and you're here at the Grammys. Yes. So some barriers have already been broken down. Can you just talk about that process?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, first of all, it's just even the labels. Like, I don't try to do gospel music. I'm not trying to be a gospel rapper. Like, I'm a hip-hop artist.
When I've told you that his music isn't Christian, and I've shown you actual interviews where he tells you that his music is not Christian, you tell me that I'm taking him out of context. But let's go ahead and I'm going to read this word for word on his interview with Forbes. They're Christian by faith, talking about the artists that are in his label. Absolutely, he says. But their music would not be positioned in that way. So he's saying that they, the people that are artists in his company, they're Christian, but their music really isn't Christian. Yet you get mad at me for telling you what he's saying. I didn't say it. He said it. He's the one telling you that his music isn't Christian. But somehow it's a sin for me to point out the fact that he's bamboozling the church. But I guess the church would rather be fooled than be told the truth. Because then he says, really, it's just befriending the industry and the world in a sense. Let's read that again. Really, it's just befriending the industry and the world in a sense. Letting them become more familiar with me so that then they can say, okay, I get it. What are they going to get, Lecrae? Are they going to get activism? Philanthropy? Entertainment? Because in none of the things that you're mentioning, it's the gospel. But worse for ye adulterers and adulteresses. The evil industry thing with him is because he's authentically hip-hop, not authentically Christian. The question that you have to ask yourself, brother and sister in the Lord, and this is not bashing a guy like Lecrae, this is simply being honest, man. John 15:9, if you were of the world would love its own. So when he says, hey, they're not singing with me because I'm authentically Christian.
So he basically tells you, Lecrae, in his own words, that he's not a Christian. I think this is a unique perspective. Let's look at this one here. Don't say I didn't warn you. Kanye is tricking you to serve Jesus. Like, I don't want to listen to that music. But anyway, I did watch that one time. Yeah. Anyway, basically, same thing I've been telling you. Basically, same thing. That Kanye wants you to worship Jesus, not Jesus of the Bible. All this worship is about Kanye. This is not about Christ. You got to understand that. This worship is not about Christ. So anyway, they're all yoked up together. And that's the direction of the new apostolic reformation anyway, is to do that. And now, I mean, you naturally understand that when you're selling sweatshirts for $250 and you're in the religious circles, it's not going to take very long for you to gravitate, towards NAR. How long is it going to take you to do that? Not very long. Obviously, he'll be taking it over is what he'll be doing. Here's another important one. Kanye West will be the main event when false teacher Joel Osteen comes to Yankee Stadium for a night of hope in May. So these guys are tag teaming back up again. I don't see how anybody can question this, whether this guy is a born-again Christian. It's just... Yeah, good quote by Spurgeon. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. True story. Wow, look at this. To date, Kanye West has put nearly $200 million into his bank account courtesy of gullible, Bible-deficient Laodicean Christians who couldn't discern between bag and baguette, much less recognize an end-time satanic deception when it is staring them right in the face. Get your Stadium Night of Hope tickets fast and bring lots of mammon because they're going to be expensive. Hollywood doesn't sell your religion for cheap. Sell your religion for cheap. Sources close to Kanye tell us Yee and Joel Osteen will take center stage at Baseball Cathedral on May 2nd, 2020 for a mega event that... For a MAGA event? No. A mega event that certainly plays like a tour stop. The NYC event is part of Joel's American's Night of Hope, which he takes to several cities across the country. Jesus is King is yet another shambolic album full of prosperity gospel sloganeering and tossed off Bible references. Several songs sound like they're literally missing their second halves, and some of West's vocals sound like he recorded his bars in the back of a limo on the way to one of his Sunday services. We'll look at that in a second. Here was the Osteen Kanye West conversation. Here is the Kanye West all-seeing eye of Horus on Lakewood Church's website. Which was the event that took place there. Okay, let's see here. All right, I wanted to look at this one. But he can't afford another album like it. By all conventional measures, Kanye West, Jesus is King is a success. The rapper's latest album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 with 264,000 equivalent album units, of which 109 were traditional album sales. Billboard reports West ties Eminem for the most consecutive. So we talked about that before. But here he is, and... making his millions, making his money, doing what he does best, deceiving others. Okay. We looked at a bunch of these others. Here is the weird silver body paint. Now, he says it's a nod to the silver and blue master's apron of Freemasonry. Look at this one. Former Catholic priest Jonathan Morris predicts that Kanye West will soon be headed to the Vatican for a private meeting with the Pope. Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Well, he's definitely meeting with the Pope's emissaries as he's connected to all these other people. So that's not hard to find. Remember, Kenneth Copeland... he was doing the same thing, merging with Rome. See, they're all going back to Rome. They're all making their way back. So, there's your Conway connection. Kanye connection there. There's your Catholic connection there. We already seen her weird Armenian rich... witchy rituals that she was doing that were rather strange. We looked at that when she went back to Armenia and got baptized back there. Thought that was kind of strange. We looked at that. There was a few other things I wanted to look at. Let me see if I can find it. It doesn't have to be related to Kanye either. By the way, yeah, this is Friday. So, Does anybody have anything they want to talk about? Any Bible questions or anything you want to talk about? I could stop here and do that. We're about an hour and 15 minutes in or so, give or take a few minutes. And if you've got any questions or anything like that, we certainly could talk about those. If you have something you'd like to ask, if I can answer it, if it's possible, you know, I'll answer it. So we'll give you a second to do that if you've got some questions. Okay, Peter KJV, Bible Believer, says, opinion on deliverance ministries, that they deliver people to Satan for the most part. That's my opinion on those. I believe when a man is born again by the Spirit of God that he is delivered from Satan. I don't believe there has to be some ritualistic Bill Schneblin, blood on the doorpost teachings, and 17-hour meetings to deliver people from devils. That's all charismatic nonsense, and it's not in the Bible. It, when salvation means deliverance. Let me show you something. That word delivered, let's see. Shall be, let's see. Let me see if I can find it here for you. 15 times. Let's see. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel 2:32. Joel 2:32. Shall be delivered. What does the New Testament say? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word delivered and saved, it's the same word. So when people try to do that, these deliverance ministries, it's just a bunch of charismatic hocus pocus, distraction. And I think they actually entangle them, what's that one guy's name? Dizdar. He's just a gatekeeper for the Antichrist is all he is. He's a gatekeeper for the Antichrist. That guy pulls people back into the occult, in my opinion. Anyway, I don't trust those guys and their false ministry, deliverance ministries. So, anyway, let's see here. Derek Prince going back generations and hundreds of devils. Yeah, that garbage about, oh, you got to go back and realize the sin of your ancestors before, you know, you get saved by the grace of God, and guess what? Any of those generational curses and things that your family had to deal with, you're not going to have to. Salvation covers it all. Now, you may have some things in the flesh. You may have some things that you have to battle the rest of your life. But you're not cursed forever that you have to follow something. Thanks, Brother Mike. Good to hear from you in Westmont. What's your opinion on Ray Comfort's interpretation of the gospel? Well, here's my interpretation. I think he does well with law to the proud and grace to the humble. I think that's scriptural. Okay, so when the Bible speaks, because it says that concept, let's see. It says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Peter says it, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, ye all of you be subject one to another, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So, yeah, God, the law comes upon those that are proud, and grace comes to those that are humble. So when a man needs to know his lost condition, I think the way Ray Comfort uses the law and he explains things to people, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I just watched a video that Eric Hovind did where he did something very similar to that. I bought the video. It was on the Grand Canyon. And it was a good video. A good video. And then he gave a gospel presentation to all these people that were out there at the Grand Canyon. That he saw out there. It was actually, he did a good job with it. Anyway, but what's your opinion on Ray Comfort's distribution of the gospel? We are saved by grace through faith. I think he's trying to complicate it and trying to confuse me. I don't see how he confuses anybody. I think if you don't understand your loss, you can't be saved. I think Ray Comfort preaches people that through the law, they're broken before they're lost before God and they're guilty before God. And if they can't, they have to know they're guilty. I don't see anything else that he said. I don't like Ray Comfort's connections to other people, but I don't think he teaches a false gospel. Not that I'm aware of anyway, unless I'm missing something. Yeah, I think he deals with sin. I think you have to deal with sin with people. And preachers used to deal with sin all the time. That sin is what is ever before them. Will those who teach a false gospel enter into heaven? Depends on if they're saved or not. How long before Christ return? I have no idea. No, Carl, I don't see any grace through faith plus works. In fact, Ray Comfort would be considered a Calvinist, and more of a Calvinist from my opinion, and Calvinists definitely do not teach any work salvation. What is your opinion on people calling churches white church, black church, etc.? Recent media reports like to use the race card. Well, I think that's always been historical, that basically there are always churches that were predominantly with white folks and then predominantly black folks. I think there's some in different areas that would be mixtures. You know, so I wouldn't make too big of a deal about it. Do you think it's biblical to pray over your house and stuff like that? Not the charismatic mumbo jumbo. I absolutely believe, Peter, that it's good to pray over your house, over the land that God has given you, over your family members, absolutely, for God's protection and to keep evil away. Did I rewind the video? I don't know if you rewound the video or not. I have no idea. Oh, that's funny. I don't know. Is God giving certain men over to their delusions in this day and age? Are they then unredeemable? Janine, I do believe that God's going to send them strong delusion, but it'll be because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So, Anyone know if Moon Pie's husband was able to find a job? I don't know Moon Pie's husband. What do you think about Pentecostals who start growling when preaching? Well, I think it's weird. Right. My problem is his associates, Comfort's associates, who he associates with. Okay. Like, I've heard of people using Ouija boards before they got saved and got a supposed haunting. Got saved, prayed, and supposed haunting stopped. Well, I think that's accurate. Okay. All right. Let's keep going here if you got more questions. Something for thee. I think, Lisa, it might be because because he murdered and he had the mark put upon him. That's my guess, is that that's the reason why. So I believe that's probably the reason. Let's see. Lisa, that's what I believe. That's probably the reason. Let's see. Will liars enter heaven? Well, if they're not pardoned by the blood of Christ, no, they won't. What are your thoughts on Francis Chan turning to Rome and advocating transubstantiations? Probably that he's a Jesuit hack. That's my guess. I haven't studied Francis Chan out, but probably. Follow the money. What do you think the judgment seat of Christ will be like? Well, I think the judgment seat of Christ will be a place of rewards. There will be a loss of rewards, but it won't be a place dealing with sin. Sin for the saved has already been dealt with on Calvary. There's no more judgment for sin. There's no condemnation, so sin is done away with. But the works that we do will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Hey, Jason, I'm from Belgium. I took some marijuana oil some years ago, believing it would be beneficial for my health. Instead, I got life-like visuals from it. Even the oil is gateway for demons. Yeah, well, I believe marijuana oil would give you that, especially if it's full of THC. Let's see, did you hear Tex Mars died about 2 months ago? You think he was a gatekeeper? I thought he was a Knight of Malta, but I'd have to look back to see. There's a large charismatic movement in Alberta. So many deceived. Satan is busy and it's very cold out here. Negative 38 was a wind chill. Yeah. It's cold here too, Wayne. Do you think that the psychiatric illness is related to demonic influence? I think some of it can be. I think some of it is the mind itself, because Satan can use a disturbed mind and a mind that is messed up. He can use that mind, so I think it's very possible that Satan uses that. Well, there isn't anything, Lisa, there isn't anything in CBD oil that doesn't make you sober. There's no THC or any effects of any high. So, you would get more from a cup of coffee than you would get from THC, probably, you would get more from a cup of coffee or a Monster energy drink than you would a cup of coffee, than you would that, as far as that goes. Right. Do you think that psychiatric illness is related to demonic influence? Like you asked, it can be, but not always. You have to be careful about that because you're trying to cast out devils out of somebody's mind that is their mind. It's not the devil. And you want to talk about messing people up. You keep trying to cast out, you keep trying to cast out, your own mind. It doesn't work that way. You got to cast down imaginations and every high thing that's in your mind, but you can't cast out your mind. You know, you quickly go insane thinking like that. So, as far as the CBD oil goes, there's a lot of misconceptions about that out there. For some reason, I think people think it's like weed. or like edibles or like taking marijuana with THC. It isn't anything like that at all. Yep, Lisa, I totally understand. I wouldn't take things. People try to tell people, well, take this because you need it. Well, if you don't need it, you don't need it. You don't need to take it. I don't care if it's healthy for you. You still don't need it. But, no, I get it, Lisa. I don't know why people are like that. Everybody needs this. No, everybody doesn't need it. I believe he was, Carl. I'd have to look into it to make sure, but. Do I support CBD usage? I do if it's necessary. I do if it's necessary. Absolutely, I do. I think it's a great alternative for people that suffer from anxiety. See, if you don't understand how the brain works, if you don't understand how anxiety works, then, like, you can't stop. You can't stop the brain from firing a certain way. That's not demons. Now, the devil can use that to discourage you more, but it's not demons. Like, it's not your brain is not like, it must be a devil. No, it's not the devil. You'll really mess yourself up thinking that the devil's, I mean, and he does attack your mind. I don't want you to misunderstand that. He does. But the thing that you have to understand is that it's not, there's an element to your mind where your mind keeps firing and it doesn't stop firing. The activity between the, I always say that wrong, amygdala, it just fires. I should show you that video and explain it to you, actually. Probably help you. Let's see here. Absolutely, it can. Well, Carl, here's the thing that people don't understand. You can't stop your brain from firing a certain way. You can't make that stop. You can put anxiety to use for you, and I do it. That's how I've memorized about 5 chapters of the Bible in the last week, in the last 2 weeks. But the problem is that you, more than that, 5 or 6 chapters of the Bible. You can put it to use, but you can't stop it from firing. You can't make it shut off when you're trying to go to sleep. You can't make it do that. You can stay up all night for week after week after week after week, because I've done it. I did it for months. I didn't sleep. I did it for months. But you can't make it shut off. And psychotropics and THC, psychoactives, and all those other things are extremely bad for you. They do open you up to demonic activity. All those mind-altering drugs and all those other things that they give people, those things, they do cause that. But there's things that God has given naturally that don't have any of those harmful effects on your body. And those things, I believe it's important to search out to make sure and try to help folks with that. So, and I was praying for hours. Yeah, I was praying for hours. I was up all night. I didn't sleep. I was praying and reading my Bible, a lot of Bible reading. I did a lot of Bible reading. I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of everything with the Lord. I would literally dread going to sleep because I knew I wasn't going to sleep. And I learned through that process to trust the Lord. But if you've never had traumatic experiences happen that alters your mind, traumatic experiences, they alter the mind. And once you have that anxiety, that never goes away. Spurgeon, he had what was, after he was saved for a while, he took the pastor at the New Park Street pulpit. Eventually would become the Metropolitan Tabernacle. And he had the Surrey Music Garden tragedy that took place, where he literally had seven, that stadium was packed with people, or that arena was packed with people. And that stadium was packed with people, and seven people were trampled. And he could hear the voice of it was so bad, the trauma that hit him was so bad in his mind, the anxiety, that he could hear the voices of the seven people as they screamed. You know, the people, he could hear their voices, you know, for the rest of his life. You know, right after it happened, the trauma, it messed with his mind, and he would have those anxiety attacks in his mind that would take them over, that would take his mind over. And yes, he had to trust the Lord through it. Yes, he had to read his Bible and pray and continue on. But he still had to deal with things that God allowed to stay there that God didn't take away from him. So like 25 years later, he was standing in front of people to preach, and something triggered that original event that took place, and he had a panic attack right there. So, you know, there's a lot more to it than what people understand. With mental health, and you got to be able to discern what's demonic, what's in the mind, what's, you know, how Satan can use some of those things. And all that stuff. So, anyway. There's a lot that goes into that. And pastors have kind of been afraid of that, and they've pushed off everything. They've pushed it all off to the psychiatrist, and they've quit helping people with it. And that's unfortunate, actually, because the answer is Christ. And in dealing with things, you've got to learn to deal with those things, and anxiety and everything else for the rest of your life. And CBD oil doesn't take away anxiety for the rest of your life. It does start to, deep sleep helps with anxiety. That's another thing. If you get deep sleep, one of the things that deep sleep does is it rewires. See, here's what you have to understand. Your brain, let's see. Here it is right here. I'll show you. Deep sleep They've done studies on it, and they found that deep sleep, it protects against anxiety. They took a group of these of people, and they tested them, and they tested their brain waves and everything else. And without sleep, everything becomes more anxious and becomes worse. So, you know, but anyway, the other thing is that what happens with deep sleep, your brain actually wires itself correctly. I know they would tell you it's demons, and it's not. Sometimes the devil attacks. Sometimes the devil uses those things. But what they found is that, and Satan can use any of our weaknesses. He'll use lust in the heart. He'll use anything that's a weakness or something that's a sin that just so easily beset us. He'll use any of those things. What they're learning about sleep is deep phases of sleep can, a sleepless night raises your anxiety 30% at least, but the deep sleep, what it does is it rewires your brain. It starts to rewire it. And it puts like the circuit, the wiring back to where it's supposed to be. So, here it is right here. Stress to the max, deep sleep can rewire the anxious brain. See, what you have to understand is, we have to walk in the Spirit, so we have to deny our flesh. So whether we have anxiety or not, we still serve the Lord, we still trust God, we don't give in to fears, we serve the Lord. That's the answer. But what you have to understand also, though, is that what they're finding out is that the way the brain fires off, there's a permanent circuitry damage that's there through traumatic experiences. That's why you're supposed to protect your children as best you can. Now, some things you can't avoid, but you protect them. You protect them. From things. But anyway, they scan the brains and they figured out basically that that the mind will rewire itself in a deep sleep. It'll rewire the anxious brain and help to fix it. That's why listen to me, when you're going through a lot of hard things, the best thing you can do is sleep. I mean, when you can't concentrate and you can't focus, don't stay up all night. What does the Bible say? It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. What do you think about sleep paralysis? I used to deal with that years ago. I'm not sure. I've never really studied it. I've heard people talk about that. You know? I'd have to look into sleep paralysis as far as that goes. I've never really studied a lot to do with it. But I know this. I know that if you don't get the rest that you need, you're not going to get better. So you got to sleep. That's the only way the body heals. It's not always demonic. And that's what you have to be careful of. Some things are just normal. You know, to the body. Sometimes the body just does things that we wish it wouldn't do. Ken Hovind's old... Somebody asked a question about Ken Hovind. I recommend His old videos, his original creation series, the rest of them, I wouldn't. And his new teachings, I don't recommend it. I haven't looked at a lot of them, and there's just something really eerie that I just stay away from him. I don't know. I just stay away from him. So I recommend the old ones. Let's see if anybody else has anything on here. Let's see. Do nightmares come from devils? Not always. They come from your mind sometimes. They're just images of things that your mind tries to... your mind tries to formulate, I think. But I think I have had devils that were attacking me in sleep. You know, I have had. So I did not hear about the volcano eruptions in the Philippines. I haven't. It hasn't actually been talked about anywhere in the news that I've seen. The news that I get, anyway, I haven't seen anything about it. So I'd have to say no. All right. So anyway, that's what I would say about that. Anybody else have anything? Any questions? No, I do not believe that Spurgeon was a Freemason. Absolutely not. I don't. It sounds like a question that I've been asked before by... what's his name? Well, there's a whole website with my face and Charles Spurgeon and all that fun stuff. Whatever. Anyway, no, I don't believe he was a Mason. I believe sleep paralysis is demonic oppression. Well, it could be. Like I said, I've never had it, so I don't know. It could be. It could be. Yep, sleep paralysis could be a physical thing. When you deal with the nerves of the body, and you deal with different things in the mind, it could have an impact on people, a great impact. Absolutely. Let's see. Yeah, well, it could have been. It definitely could have been demonic oppression that you went through. I never had it, but, you know, but that doesn't mean anything. So, I don't know. I have not studied sleep paralysis at all, so I couldn't tell you. What do you say to people when loved ones pass and you're 99% sure they were not saved? Bothers me when people say they're in heaven now and you think it is not even close to the truth. Well, I would be careful when you talk to them about it. I'd be careful when you talk about it, you know, right after somebody's dead. Just be careful if you think it's a value to get into it. You know, if you think it's a value to talk about that at that point in time, if you think you can give them the gospel, it's a good time. If you're not, and you're just going to be like, no, they're in hell, you know. So I'd be careful about that. I'd choose wisely the time that you deal with it. That's what I would do. That's the best advice I could give you about that. That would make sure that you are being careful. Because just blowing somebody out of the water is just really, you know, really rough. So, let's see. Yeah, I know, Daryl. There's, and Teresa, there's a group of people on there that they just want to argue. I don't have time for it. That's why alignment and sleep is important also. Your brain detoxes at night while you sleep. You need good pathways for drainage. That's true, Betty. Peter says he got on these and psychotic meds years ago, stopped taking them, and had dreams of devils attacking me. Called out to Christ and the attack stopped. Some of the dreams I had felt like I was being abducted. Wow. Yeah, that's scary. Yep, I've seen the pictures of it. Carl, of what they do there, the Vatican with the Lucifer, the throne of Lucifer and all that. Where Satan's seat is. All right, well, I hope you all have a good weekend. I'm just going to let you go here, I think. I think we got just about everything here that we could cover. And if anybody, unless anybody has any other questions that they'd like to ask before we get out of here. And we will look at Monday for the next broadcast. I got a busy weekend. We got a bunch of snow coming. I don't know if it's snowed yet. Well, I don't see any yet. It's not snowing yet. But we got a bunch on the way, it sounds like. That's coming our way. It's, let's see. Let's see how... Well, it's warming up. It says the snow's coming pretty soon here. For the next 5 or 6 hours, it's supposed to snow. Oh, man. It's supposed to snow all night, looks like. Well, that'll be interesting. So we'll see how it works there, how everything goes. But I got a lot of work to do, too, so... Oh, Becca says it's snowing there south of us. Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Have a good night. Thank you to all. Hope you have a good day, a good evening, a good weekend. Be safe. Amen, Carl. Hope those tracks are a blessing. So, how much snow? Lots of snow. Anyway, I've got a lot of work to do. I got to get 3 different messages prepared for Sunday. So I got to get moving. God bless you all. Have a good night.